Hi, welcome to Paulton Power, Power Systems Design's podcast on power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Connor McAuliffe. He's the CEO of Icon Semiconductor, and we're going to talk about solid-state lighting and some of the things Icon's doing in that space. So hi, Connor. Welcome aboard the show.
Hi, Alex. Nice to speak to you.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, especially since we're going to talk about solid-state lighting. Talk about an extremely disruptive technology. I'm one of the people who believe it's going to change the world. What is your position on it?
Absolutely. No, I completely agree. I think certainly when you look at the benefits of LED lighting, certainly when you compare it to some of the alternative low-energy lighting technologies, I think there's no doubt in my mind that LED lighting is going to be the dominant lighting technology moving forward. Now, having said that, I think there is going to be a transitionary period, I guess, driven largely by the fact that we have this issue in relation to the replacement of the older legacy technology, incandescent light bulbs and the Edison sockets that light bulbs must be compatible with. So certainly I think there is going to be a transitionary period. During that period, we'll see very significant growth in LED lighting. But then I think in the longer term, LEDs open up some very interesting opportunities, and we're also seeing the emergence of OLED lighting, which I think looks very exciting.
Exactly. Well, just thinking about the Edison socket is so depressing. I mean, he created that socket size so that it would be backwards compatible with candle sconces of the day, and we're still straitjacketed into that form factor. It's frustrating.
It is very frustrating, and we've had to go through that exact same process with CFL lighting, and again, they had to be backward compatible with those very same sockets, and we're seeing exactly those same, I guess, restrictions with LED lighting today. Now, as I said earlier, I think it is a transitionary phase, because I think LEDs do open up a lot of other opportunities, but certainly over the next 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 years, we will see continued and growing use of LED retrofit bulbs. And, you know, I think, as you say, precisely because of that legacy issue, it does impose some very significant restrictions on the LED lighting technology that I guess is an issue for lighting manufacturers, but also a challenge and an opportunity for companies like Icon Semiconductor. And I think, you know, I can certainly, you know, identify four key issues. And when we speak to customers, there are four issues that we hear time and time again as being the four key challenges. And they would be cost, size, reliability, and backward compatibility with dimmers, the installed base of dimmers, in particular older Triac dimmers.
Not necessarily in that order.
Four issues. And not necessarily in that order. And again, depending on who you speak to, one or other of those may be number one. Again, it may depend on the particular bulb product. Obviously, if it's not a dimmable bulb, then it's really about cost, size, and reliability. But depending on the particular performance requirements, the order may change, but those four issues will always be there.
Well, this is also true, Connor. And then, but if you think about it, it's also interesting that it could turn out to be a piecemeal target in the household, because in the average household, they'll have most of the lights will be non-dimmable, but usually the living room light or the bedroom light or one of the primary room lights will be a dimmable light.
Absolutely. I think in every household, there are at least one or two rooms in the house where dimmers are in use. And, you know, people often will want to move the bulbs around and expect them to, they'll just expect them to work. And if a consumer goes into their local hardware store and buys a bulb that says it's dimmable, they expect that when they take it home, it will be dimmable. And what they're finding, unfortunately, is that they're not always dimmable. They may work with some dimmers, but not with others.
Oh, that's true. Some are very old.
They may find it. Yes. Yeah.
Well, and that's a big issue, because, I mean, you could have technologies that are divergent by upwards of, in New York City, 100 years difference between the technologies that are in the walls of a facility.
That's correct. So, you know, you have dimmer technology based on Triacs. You have more modern dimmer technology that are 100% electronic, and they behave very differently. And, in order to be compatible with the broad range of dimmers that are out there, you need to be very smart in the design of the controller and in the design of the electronics. And that's not a trivial issue. It's quite challenging. And again, I think it's one of the areas that Icon Semiconductor has something to offer in terms of the breadth of dimmer compatibility that our solutions can offer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, the other three issues that I touched on, you know, cost, size, and reliability, again, very much imposed by the legacy issues associated with incandescent lighting. You know, let's pick the size issue, for example. You know, the electronics has to fit inside the light bulb, and that's a very significant challenge, particularly in the smaller form factor bulbs. Take, say, GU10, for example. And what you'll find in some cases is that there are products out there that are, not compatible with the various ANSI standards that govern the dimensions of light bulbs. And that's really a consequence of the fact that it's been a challenge for the manufacturer to fit the electronics inside the bulb. So they've had to maybe modify the dimensions in some way to get the electronics inside. So size is certainly a significant challenge. And, you know, if you can do anything to, particularly in the electronics, to reduce the total number of components and therefore reduce the size, that's one of the key careabouts of bulb manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Connor, I think you're hinting at your recent product, the IKS 2053. You just had something that came out that addresses these issues, correct?
That's correct. So we've by way of background, we've approached this problem, I guess, really from the ground up. We focus purely on solid state lighting, and at the moment we're focusing on the bulb retrofit market. And what we've done is we've developed a proprietary digital, what we call platform technology. And that has allowed us to address each of those four pain points of our customers: the cost, the size, the reliability, and the dimmer compatibility issue. So, you know, we've addressed the cost really by putting innovative algorithms onto our digital platform technology. And this technology has a modular aspect to it, so we can scale it or adapt it depending on the target application. And it allows us to reduce the number of external components that are required in comparison to competing solutions. Obviously, that benefits both the cost and the size. But in particular, it also allows us to enhance the overall reliability by eliminating those components that are the known reliability hazards. And two that spring to mind that people will be aware of are optocouplers and electrolytic capacitors, particularly the high voltage electrolytics. So again, eliminating those is solving another pain point for our customers. And the last one that I've already touched on is the dimmer compatibility issue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And obviously, this solution is not just to cram it into an Edison socket. It'll apply to any space-constrained lighting application, correct?
That's correct. In many LED light fittings will have an external power supply, and the technology is equally applicable to those applications.
Because I must admit, it still drives me to distraction thinking about all the effort that's spent on the Edison socket when the technology enables new luminaires, new types of luminaires, new concepts of types of luminaires, luminaires that we probably haven't even thought of yet because people are still focusing on the navel-like. It's ironic that it's shaped like a navel. Too, with the spiral, you know, just the socket.
Yes, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, certainly LED technology over time is going to open up, you know, a whole multitude of different applications for lighting. And, you know, maybe one example that is beginning to emerge now is OLED technology,
mm-hmm.
where you know, the restrictions in terms of shape have been completely removed, you know, and the concept of all walls that emit light are possible, or any surface that you can imagine in theory could be used as a light source. And when you combine that technology with color mixing, it just opens up, as you say, endless possibilities for lighting. So it's certainly over the next number of years is going to be a very active area. But I guess we are in this position where we have this transitionary phase that I guess we must go through in terms of the I guess the backward compatibility with the Edison socket. As frustrating as it is, it's likely to be with us for another 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, and probably more, Connor. You're absolutely right. And frankly, yeah. we have to accept the reality. And I'm glad at least that there are products out there that enable the design engineer to address that issue, because obviously the more you can address it and put a better product into the application, the better off everybody is.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Connor, the Icon Semiconductor website is iconsemi.com.
It's www.iconsemi, spelled with a K, iconsemi.com.
Excellent. And you guys offer reference designs and design support and all kinds of all other fancy stuff.
Absolutely. So, you know, what our customers really want from us is not just the IC, but they want all the associated reference designs and design support. You know, we even offer to our customers a custom service. So should our customers have a unique requirement that maybe isn't met by one of our designs, one of our reference designs, or indeed one of our competitors' reference designs, we can provide a solution. We're happy to discuss that with any of our customers.
Excellent. So, hey, Connor, is there anything else you'd like to leave with our audience before we close out the episode?
Well, I guess I'd just like to wrap up by saying, you know, we're very excited about the technology that we've launched and about our product. I guess I should point out that it is the first in a range of products, so expect some future announcements and as we broaden out the product portfolio. You know, we realize that not every light bulb is the same. They all have different requirements in terms of the power, their dimmer compatibility, power factor correction, for example, and we will be rolling out a range of products all based on our digital platform technology over the next while, and expect to see some new announcements from Anthony.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry, it just was a little, you came a little, broken up at the very end. But thank you, Connor. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. And I'm hoping to have you come back in the future to talk some more about solid-state lighting.
Absolutely, I'd like that very much. It was great to speak to you, Alex.
Oh, the pleasure, as I said, was mine. And I'd also like, of course, to thank the audience out there. Appreciate you all taking the time to listen to us today. And this is Alex Pault for Pault on Power, Power Systems Design. Have a great day, everybody.